It was a pretty typical lunch crowd at the Delta restaurant, except for the lights, cameras, and guys in dark suits with listening devices in their ears. They were there because of John Kerry's running mate, who stopped to talk with a pre-selected group of locals. John Edwards worked the room before taking his seat.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
Senator, welcome to Wisconsin.
Happy to be here.
Edwards was surrounded by seven Fox Valley residents who all had concerns about making ends meet.
Nice to see you. I'm sitting here.
The vice presidential candidate asked each person his or her main concerns, most of which at least touched on some aspect of health care. Edwards criticized the Bush administration for having what he said was no plan. He said the Kerry ticket plans to enact a program that would give each kid in America health coverage.
From my view, there's no excuse for children who don't have any control over this to not have health coverage. It's just like public education. We believe all kids ought to get a good education. I think the same thing's true of health care.
Edwards said the health care program would be paid for in part by getting rid of the Bush-era tax cuts on people who earn more than $200,000 a year. Edwards said that more expensive health care is dragging down the economy as a whole. One of his guests was Mike Helf, who works at Leach Industry, a company that makes garbage trucks. He'll be laid off because the Fox Valley company is closing its doors and moving operations to Canada, where medical costs are lower.
A lot of the reasons why the plant is closing is because it's cheaper to make stuff in Canada. It's so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
The health
Oh,
care
yeah.
here is just so expensive.
It is. We got to get health care costs down. We have to.
Edwards didn't deliver his Two Americas speech that was his trademark during the Democratic presidential primary, but he did have a variation on the theme.
I want to say BMW and Mercedes, they're doing great. But not GM, not Chevy, not Ford, they're not doing well. Same thing's true of the clothing stores themselves, like a Saks Fifth Avenue or a Neiman Marcus. They're doing great, but not Kmart.
John Edwards chatted with his supporters for about an hour before heading to the parking lot to witness a small battle in a so-called battleground state. There, it was the familiar polarized verbal boxing match typical to an election season. On one corner, Bush supporters chanting, "Four more years." On the other corner, Kerry sign wielders chanting, "Two more months." And even though health care was the day's topic, one baritone Kerry supporter had to get in a dig about Iraq.
They will welcome us as liberators and shower our troops with flowers.
When is that going to happen?
From Oshkosh, John Edwards boarded his plane for another Wisconsin campaign stop, this one in La Crosse. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.